Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry today. The Studio Museum in Harlem has a nearly 50-year history celebrating and fostering black artists. If you're visiting New York or if you live in the city, today you'll find a museum with a much higher profile than it had in 1968. The Studio Museum has 110,000 visitors a year now, up 27% since Thelma Golden assumed the director's chair 10 years ago. The studio's mission has expanded as well beyond just African-American art to artists of African descent from all over the world. As part of our series of end-of-year conversations here on The Takeaway, I sat down with Thelma Golden. She says the Studio Museum plays many roles today, including as a space for dialogue.
When I think about museums, I think they can play many different roles. But being the steward of a museum devoted to artists of African descent, it seems important that the museum be involved not simply in presenting or preserving, but opening up a space of dialogue, a dialogue about art, about culture, about humanity. And so in that way, the institution becomes a think tank, a place where audiences and artists can engage in the important questions of our day.
Well, that's important because you've talked also about this idea of making art not just content, not just something that goes up on a website or is commercially available, although it can be that, but more as a way to engage people, this conversation that you're talking about. How have you approached making your museum much more than content, much more than a field trip, frankly, for, let's say, tourists listening to this who decide to go up to Harlem to visit the museum, make it more than that and make it the type of experience and the type of engagement that you're talking about?
Well, at the Studio Museum, we hope to create an amazing experience for people who visit, because what we think can happen in the engagement with artists is the opening of many, many ways of seeing the world through the eyes of artists. Many of our programs are the work of living artists. Our current exhibitions on view now show a range of artists who are thinking about art and thinking about themselves, thinking about identity, culture, and history in new and different ways. And that experience allows people to not only enjoy the artwork on the walls, but to really think seriously when they leave the museum of how they see the world.
21 years ago, you were the curator of a now famous, to some people infamous, I suppose, exhibit at the Whitney Museum here in New York called Black Male. I mean, it got some good reviews, some bad reviews, certainly a lot of talk and controversy that seemed to be an important beginning of a conversation about images, perceptions, portrayals of black males. Where has that conversation landed now? I'm not suggesting that it's over, but it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That conversation continues with artists. And it continues with many thinkers and public intellectuals who are understanding that in our world, this image of the black male is one that still is a way for us to understand our history and our current circumstance in all of the profound and powerful ways that we are living in the world now. That exhibition made 20 years ago, to me, in some ways feels like a long time ago, but in many ways, I could have made that exhibition today.
Mm-hmm. Would it be the same today, much different?
It wouldn't be the same, but it would probably have the same texture. It would include different artists, of course, because generationally, there's a wide group of artists that have continued this exploration. So it would feel the same, but probably be broader, expanded, deeper in many ways.
Talk about the tension, and I don't know if it's tension or controversy. There's certainly a conversation that goes on in the art world about the importance of having a space and a place to promote black artists and black art versus promoting black artists and black art out in the art world. And part of the problem that some people see is it's great to have a studio museum, but why are black artists in a house of black art instead of being promoted out to the general public? And that conversation goes on. What's your take on that?
We need both. A museum like the Studio Museum was founded to correct the exclusions of black artists from the canon of art history. And when it was formed in the late 60s, and through the work of many curators and directors before me, it really did change the way the art world understands black artists. But we also want to see a broad presentation of these artists in museums around the city and around the world.
And you've also talked about this art both in your museum and more broadly as going for a spirit of post-black. What does that mean?
In 2001, I made an exhibition at the Studio Museum in Harlem called Freestyle. And in that exhibition, which presented the work of 28 emerging artists, what I wanted to position was a way in which to understand a generation of Black artists coming of age in that moment who saw themselves deeply through their identity and race, but understood themselves in broader ways in the art world. It was a way to reform the way in which we'd understood Black artists' work in the moments post the Black Arts Movement. It was a way to create a new sense of a way to think about art and think about artists, and also for, at the Studio Museum, for us to begin and continue to write new art histories.
Now, you've been appointed to President Obama's board for his foundation. You're going to have a role in the Obama Library. Is that correct?
It is.
How do you view your role there, especially from the perspective of Black art and the position that a presidential library, they can be so separate and kind of didactic. Is there a move afoot to make that more community-oriented? I'm not sure what you all have planned.
The presidential library is in the planning phase, and I'm really proud to be on the board. And there are many ideas and an incredible group of people thinking about the exciting, amazing opportunity that this important institution will create.
Now, let's talk about architecture for a second, because your building, you have a brand new building happening in Harlem, right? A big budget project.
We have just announced an expansion, which will create for us a new custom-built museum on our current site. Our current building is a 1914 building that was built to be a bank and an office building. And when the museum moved into it in 1981, in an amazingly sensitive redesign by the late architect Max Bonn, it was an incredible example of adaptive reuse, a bank made into a museum. And we have loved working in that space, having artists really imagine their work in these rooms that have been our museum for many years. But what we are doing now with the architect David Adjaye and Adjaye Associates, in cooperation with the architects Coopers Robertson, is envisioning an incredible building which will serve our artists' collections and our audiences in amazing ways.
The Studio Museum in Harlem, the work of director and chief curator Thelma Golden. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.